This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, this is Vex. I'm here with Kelly from the Dog Trust. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
Talk to me about dogs. Talk to me. Because last time you were here, you brought in Tigger.
Yes. Who brought in my lovely dog, yeah.
Was amazing. And I think even sat where you're sitting and like almost barked into the microphone.
Yeah, pretty much. She's my little assistant in life. She's not come today because Rochelle was a bit too busy for her. So she's chilling out. But yeah, we're just here to talk about how fabulous dogs are, but how it's also really important to know boundaries and keep yourself safe. And understand, you know, that dogs need respect and space just like us, especially as summer approaches and we're going to be out and about in the parks, which is great, and dogs are allowed there, and it's lots of fun for us to meet dogs, but just to be safe and enjoy it safely and happily, really, all together.
Because that's the thing, you see a dog, your first idea really is to run over to it and hug it, stroke it, pet it.
Yeah,
but probably not great, really.
Probably not. I mean, it's great if you're confident and you kind of are relaxed and happy with dogs. That's you know what we want children to be like, but it is important that we kind of have the boundaries and we don't rush over, because like us, dogs can get scared and nervous and feel worried and anxious, just how we feel. So we talk about the three steps, which is a real key message in our Be Dog Smart kind of safety workshops that we give in schools and throughout community centres. So the three steps are to ask the owner first. So remember to check in with the owner, ask, you know, can I stroke your dog? You know, is it safe to stroke? If the owner says no, then, you know, maybe the dog's a bit nervous or scared. Yeah. So that's kind of good to know. If the owner says yes, then we tell children and adults to let the dog sniff their hand. So tucking fingers and thumbs into a little ball and let the dogs give the hand a sniff, because dog's sense of smell is thousands times better than ours. So that's their way of saying hello. And
that means they feel a bit
trust.
Safer with you.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Kind of like, oh, okay, let's scope you out. Let's see what you're
just
like.
Like, have a little sniff, get to know you, earn the trust. It's like how we introduce ourselves to each other, you know, shaking hands, giving each other hugs. It's like their way, their little way of introducing themselves. And then after that, we say to ask the owner, where can I stroke your dog?
Oh, okay.
Because it's important to just check in if the dog has a sensitive spot, or like some of the dogs we work with, you know, rescue dogs that we rescue at Dogs Trust might have, you know, been like hurt in the past. So it's just important to say, you know, is there a place it likes to be stroked more than somewhere else? And then enjoy meeting the dog.
Yeah, well, my dog's actually a rescue dog. And yeah, it's funny you said that. She's a little Jack Russell.
Aww.
And if you just the side of her near where her leg is, I think something must have happened to her beforehand.
Yeah.
Because if you touch that, she flinches and looks at you like you've done something terrible.
Yeah.
I just
wants to be your friend.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it was. Yeah, yeah. But I would never think to ask where to stroke it. Like, because, so I was on the train recently and I was really distracted. There was a little sausage dog on there, and the sausage dog was wearing a gold bow tie.
Very snazzy.
And I was like, I really want to stroke this dog, but should I ask the owner? I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
And I missed my tube stop because I was too busy looking at the dog. And I didn't stroke the dog because I was like, oh, I don't know whether to do it or not. But you say, right, ask the owner first.
Yeah, number one, ask owner.
Yeah.
Number two, have a little sniff of the dog sniff you.
Yeah.
And then ask, where can I stroke your dog?
Okay.
So that's quite an important one. I think where does get missed out a lot.
Yeah.
Some owners will kind of be like, oh, I don't mind, you know, my dog likes everything. Or it might just be really obvious because the dog might come and just sit on your lap and just wiggle into you, which is lovely. But some dogs are sensitive. Some dogs kind of don't like being touched on the head. I know my family dog gets very nervous if someone just, you know, puts hand on the head. It can be quite intimidating, I think, maybe a bit threatening. My dog Tigger, who was in last time, has no problems. She likes just belly rubs and ear rubs. But it's just good to check, just to see.
Do different breeds of dogs react differently, or are all dogs roughly the same?
No, we're a big advocate of saying treat all dogs despite, you know, look, breed, colour, you know, with the same. Not judging the book by its cover. It's a real key message for us in schools when we teach about dogs, you know, regardless of a breed or what it looks like. Have that same level of caution, same level of respect. It's really important to kind of see dogs as the kind of same and enjoy all of them.
What do you do if you stroke a dog and then suddenly it seems like it's not enjoying it and it gets a bit funny with you?
I mean, obviously, you know, use your instincts. We've all got gut feelings and instincts, and sometimes owners say, yeah, it's fine, but it's like a really warm day and the dog's actually not feeling it. So, you know, just step back and say, oh, maybe the dog's not feeling it. Maybe, you know, the dog's showing signals that's not kind of happy or interested, so therefore maybe it's not the time or the place. But a little pet maybe, and then give the dog its time to potter off and do its thing.
And if we've got dogs at home, what can we do for it in the summer? Because obviously at the moment it is, it's getting a little bit warmer outside.
Yeah, it's not so great today, but no. it's been warm. Well, a key message we talk about at Dogs Trust is obviously not leaving dogs in cars.
Yeah,
which is really important ever, because you know, it can heat up very quickly in cars, even with the windows open. Keeping dogs cool and happy, you know, windows open, lots of fresh air. I know with Tigger, we freeze kind of her Kong, where we stuff lots of like yummy treats and then put it in the freezer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And she can like lick that and cool down, or doggy ice lollies, things like that. Just to make sure it's all pet friendly. And obviously there's certain things that dogs can't eat, like chocolate, grapes,
yes,
raisins. Those aren't necessarily summery foods, but just to be cautious that we're giving them all safe foods for them.
I didn't
know
about grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I knew chocolate, definitely,
because
I have to hide it from my dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she smells it and thinks like, brilliant, that is mine, excellent, and I have to put it on like the highest shelf I can possibly manage.
Yeah, exactly. No, grapes, raisins, avocado as well.
Really?
Thinking of making avocado ice lolly.
No, no brunch for dogs.
No, exactly. And onions and garlic as well. It's some people quite familiar.
Oh, right.
Poisonous for dogs, yeah.
We've talked about what to do with a nervous dog and how to approach it. But
yeah,
what do you do if you're quite nervous around dogs and there's a dog near you?
Yeah, which is common, and it happens. The main thing is to just keep calm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of number one, because I know a lot of people seize up or scream and that doesn't help the situation.
No.
It doesn't help how the dog feels. It kind of makes you feel even worse and puts all these sort of irrational thoughts in your head. So obviously breathing and keeping calm, and if you're in the park and dogs does approach you, don't run away. Too many times children just leg it and then the dog chases them. They think it's just the best game in the world, and then, you know, situations can escalate. The owner has to run miles to collect the dog, and by that time the kid's been licked and everything's kind of got a bit too messy. So we tell children to do something called the X factor, which I think I talked about last time, but it's really important. So they stand nice and still, bring their feet together, look up and away from the dog, so don't stare at the dog. Mm-hmm. And they cross their arms in an X shape and then cross it over their chest to protect their heart, protect their neck, fingers and thumbs tucked in, and they just stand still and just be boring. Because the more boring they are, the more likely is the dog to lose interest and kind of want to do something else. So just stay still. And then if the dog jumps up and kind of gets in the face, just turn away, because dogs kind of want to meet your face with theirs.
Right.
And if you're holding something, of course, chuck it away, because it could be you're holding something really yummy.
Yeah.
And the dog wants that.
Some delicious treat. The dog's like, well, that's mine.
Yeah. And you're just like holding it in as close as you can. But just chuck it and just stay still. And then it could be that the owner does come over and you can practice the three steps after that and actually, you know, have a more positive experience. So yeah, X factor, three steps, and then enjoy dogs in the parks.
That is perfect. We should say one more time, the three steps are going to ask the owner if you can say hello to the dog.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Then putting your hand out in a little ball.
Yep. Let the dog sniff you, say hello.
And then you have to say, where can I pet the dog?
You've got it. Very good. You listened well.
Yes.
10 out of 10.
Thank you very much. Where can we find out more about the Dogs Trust?
So if you want to book a workshop, you can either go to learnwithdogstrust.org.uk.
Yeah.
And you'll find all the education offices. We cover the country and you can book a free workshop in your school or community centre. If you want a Be Dog Smart or find out more literature about Be Dog Smart, go to www.bedogsmart.org.uk. You can find out more about it there.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having
me. Awesome. Thanks. Bye. And say hello to Tigger.
I will do. Yeah.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.